A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubis Kuf Yud Beis, Ksubis 112, the final daf of Ksubis. Pagination is 223, starting from the bottom of Amud Aleph, five lines up at the end of the line. The Gemara over here is discussing the importance of living in Eretz Yisrael and how people were very motivated to try to do so. And the Gemara relates, Reb Zeira, ki avasolik le'Eretz Yisrael, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, lo ashkach mavra le'me'evar. He didn't have an easy way to cross the river into Eretz Yisrael. Nokat b'mitzra v'ka'ovar. So instead, he used a very interesting method of getting across the water. Rashi explains, Yesh makom she'ein gesher. There was no bridge. Umashlichim eitz al rochav hanahar, misafa lesafa. So they place a board from one end to the other on the width of the river. Ve'ena rochav leilech alav. And it's not wide enough to walk on, unless maybe you're a tightrope walker. But it's not really wide enough to walk comfortably and safely. Kim oches biyodov bechevel hamatuach lamaila. Except if you hold on to the security rope that was strung above this mini bridge, if you call it a bridge. Kosher shnei rasha b'shtei yisod dos. The rope was tied on two poles. Achas mikan v'achas mikan, one on one side, one on the other side, v'shnei ivrei hanohar, on the two sides of the river. So Rab Zeira's only method of getting across the river, other than wading or traveling to a different location that had a better method of transit, was to cross on this method that probably was more like a teenage reckless method of crossing than something for a dignified person like himself to be doing. Amaleyahu Tzeduki, so a certain Tzeduki who saw him, said, Ama Paziza, you are headstrong, Dikadmisu Pumaichu Le'udnaichu, because you already have this in your history, that you said, Na'ase V'nishma, years ago, at the time that Hashem offered you the Torah, you were headstrong. You said, I'm going to do the Torah, even though you did not yet know what was in it. Na'aseh, we're going to do it, v'nishma, and then we're going to hear what's in it. So obviously, our answer to that is that Tumas Yisharim Tanchem, that there was a special trust between us and Hashem that allowed us to trust that Hashem would only give us mitzvahs that we can do, and if we can't do them, Hashem is going to give us the wherewithal to do them. And we see sometimes the miraculous siyata deshmaya to do a mitzvah. So we were okay with doing nasa v'nishma. But the tzeduki looks at it and says, that's headstrong. That's improper behavior. It's reckless. And likewise, I see that you're crossing the river in a reckless manner. Akaitu akati befizi zuzaichu kaimaitu. You're still acting in that headstrong manner. Now, of course, we would respond, it's not headstrong, it's passionate. It's dedicated. It's trusting. Amalei, Reb Zeira responded, Duchta de Moshe ve'Aaron lo zachula. A place where Moshe and Aaron did not merit to go into. They were withheld from going into Eretz Yisrael. Ano miyemar de zachina lo. Can you imagine? I'm going to be able to go in there. And I'm so excited that I'm willing to use even this dubious method of transfer from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, in order to get myself in. We find a similar Gemara in Shabbos, on the bottom of Peches Amad Aleph, a story with Rava, that he was so engrossed in his learning that he didn't realize that he was sitting on his thumb and was squeezing blood from it. Apparently he was bleeding and he didn't even realize it. And in that case as well, a tzaduki said, you're an ama peziza, reckless, headstrong. You get so engrossed in Torah that you don't act responsibly. And again, over there, we regard it, not that it's recommended, but a person is passionate, and sometimes he could actually be so engrossed in Torah study that he doesn't notice something. Thank you for letting me know, but it's not considered improper behavior. By way of anecdote, a more modern example, I recall once in Lakewood watching a certain young boy studying Torah right before Mincha on Shabbos. And the young boy was really dedicated to his learning. He was the son of one of the Rashi Yeshiva. And when Mincha came, he was a little bit torn between Mincha and learning, and he kept the Sefer open, but he was davening and laning. He paid attention, but the Sefer was still open. He kept looking back. Shmona Esrei came. He davened Shmona Esrei. As soon as he was done Shmona Esrei, though, he was back into his Sfarim. And during Chazoras HaShatz, I watched as he ran from his Sefer to the bookshelf to get a Sefer that he had to look something up. And the image in my mind that was embedded so clearly is that during Kedusha, as we were saying, Kadosh, 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 I could still see him standing in the back, reaching for the Sefer, and as he's reaching for the Sefer, he's saying Kadosh, he's going up on his tiptoes, and he's taking the Sefer, and he's ready to open it while he's saying the response. And I thought to myself, that's Ama Paziza. That's this example of totally motivated. The young man is still young, and with time, he'll develop a more responsible attitude of Torah Luchud and Tefillah Luchud to be able to give the Torah learning and his davening each their proper due. But you could see the tremendous motivation, the passion, the excitement that a person has when doing a mitzvah. In our case, we're describing Reb Zeira going up to Eretz Yisrael, and Reb Zeira considered it very natural that if I'm going to be zocheh to do something that even the great Moshe and Aaron weren't zocheh to do, how can I not be so excited? It's perfectly normal. And what he did, he felt, was truly a normal expression of devotion to the gift that Hashem gave us called Eretz Yisrael. Hadun Aloch Meseches Ksubis, we dive in for the opportunity to learn the Mesechta more thoroughly in the future. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.